Have your Bibles, turn with me to Genesis, the 22nd chapter and verse 16. Title of my message is Realize the Promise Through Sacrifice. We like to talk about realize the promise, but we don't want to talk about sacrifice. Realize the promise through sacrifice. Genesis 22 and 16, and said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessings, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply you. Your descendants as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is in the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. Now turn around and tell your neighbor, there's power in sacrifice. Now tell your other neighbor, there's power in obedience. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, God, for each and every one. I thank you for the anointing that I feel so strongly here. God, I pray, Lord, that your will be done in this place, that you will touch and minister, God, that you would minister to lives. God, that you would do a great work. I pray, God, for your anointing to rest upon every ear to hear, every heart to receive, and every mind to understand, that when we leave this place, we can say, surely we have been in the presence of an almighty God. We have been in the presence of an almighty God. And everything is going to be all right. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Now, I don't know how I'm going to make it. I tell you what, I feel good all over. I feel like R.W. Shambach when he used to say, I got chill bumps so big you can hang a hat on them. The promise. The promise was, he said, blessings, I will bless you. Now, it might be good that I bless you, but when God blesses you, you've been blessed. You know, all I know is I want to be blessed of God. Whatever he needs to do to bless me, I want to be blessed of the Lord. And that ought to be our struggle. That ought to be our goal, our vision. That ought to be what we seek. I'm seeking for the blessings of the Lord. No wonder the psalmist wrote, there shall be showers of blessings. The word blessing literally means to bless, to kneel down. That is, the person that is being blessed kneels down, and then the blesser lays their hand upon them and blesses them. Almost like you remember when they would kneel down and they'd take their sword and they would knight them. Or they would say, you know, I bless you, and from now on you're the Duke of Lindenhurst. You're the Duke of John Street. So he's saying, I'll bless you, I'll raise you up. My blessing shall rest upon you. And you need to know, when God blesses you, you're blessed everywhere you go. I wish I had time to talk about how that when Abraham went to Egypt, he was blessed in Egypt. When he went, everywhere he went, he was blessed. Somebody say amen. I want you to know that when you're blessed of the Lord, everywhere you go, you're blessed. You're blessed in your home. You're blessed in your store. You're blessed in your car. Somebody say amen. He said, I'll bless you. He said, multiply, I will multiply you. I like that. The word multiply literally means to increase greatly or exceedingly. How many want to be increased greatly? Are you talking about finances? To a part, but there's more than this. I want to be increased greatly in health. I want to be increased greatly in finances. I want to be increased greatly in my job. I want to be increased greatly in my marriage. I want to be increased greatly in my family. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? I want to walk increased greatly. I want my ministry to be increased greatly. I want to reach more souls greatly. Amen. I want to do more for God greatly. Somebody say, increase me, God. Increase my comings and increase my goings. Let me be blessed. Amen. Then he said, I will. Boy, there's something when someone says, I will. You know, I will come over. But, you know, down south they used to go, if the Lord tarries, then the creek don't rise. Because if the creek rises, you didn't go anywhere. I will, but I am bound by my abilities. I'm going to say that again. I am bound by my abilities. So when I say I will, there is stipulations to it according to my abilities. I don't think you're hearing me what I'm saying. But when God says I will, the fact that there is no boundary to his abilities. Oh, I don't think you're hearing me what I'm saying. I will. I love it when Jesus said I will. One day I'd just like to preach on Jesus saying I will. He said I will come back again. He said I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm here to tell you, I like it when somebody says I will, but more than that, I like it when God Almighty, he says I will, who cannot lie, who cannot fail. When he says I will, that's good for me. Yeah. You know, have you ever met those people that know everything? They know everything and could do everything. When I first went to New Jersey, they introduced me to bow hunting. And I had one guy tell me everything I should do and shouldn't do. And he had never shot a deer. Then I had a pastor friend of mine who got two a year. And he began to tell me different things. Who are you going to listen to? I said, who are you going to listen to? I want to listen to the one that's done it and has succeeded. Amen. Mm-hmm. Somebody say amen. If someone's saying, there's pastor, there's someone outside that wants to fight you. There's a group of people that wants to fight you. And three people come up and said, I'll go with you and fight you. I'm going to say, have you ever fought before? No. Sit down. Have you fought before? Yes, you're coming. Especially if you fought and you never lost. Come on, we're going. Somebody say amen. What are you saying? I like the I will. If I'm going to have an I will with me, I want someone that has never failed. Amen. Who does not lie. If he said he's going to do it, he's going to do it. I'm here to tell you, Evangel Church of God, Jesus Christ has never failed. He said I will. And if he says I will, it's going to happen. I wish somebody would give him praise today. He said it. It's going to happen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, who is the I will? He's Jehovah. He said, I am the Lord, or the Lord swears unto you. He swore. This is going to happen. The word swore means to swear, to take an oath. I, Jehovah, swear by myself. Oh, I don't think you hear me what I'm saying. You go to court, they say, put your hand on the Bible.
Yes.
I swear that I'm going to tell the truth, the whole truth. So help me God.
Right.
And you got to catch this. I swear that I will bless you and I will multiply you. So help you me. Oh, I don't think you hear me what I'm saying. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Hebrews, because he could swear by none greater, he swore by himself. My God, I'm here to tell you, and if God said he's going to do it, he makes an oath upon himself that he's going to do it. Get ready. The showers of blessings are getting ready to flow. The multiplying is going to happen. Because you have not kept. Oh. You have not kept from me your promise. Oh. Now, he said, I'll bless you and I'll multiply you and I swear by it. But I've got to do something. My dad used to tell me all the time, he said, son, I don't like hitchhikers. And, you know, growing up in the, I'm not going to tell my age. Growing up, well, I might as well, I'm 50. Growing up in the 60s and 70s, there was a lot of hitchhikers. Everybody was hitchhiking. And my dad said, I don't like hitchhikers. He said, it would have to be a woman with a child in awful cold. And I said, why? He said, they don't pay insurance on this car. They don't pay any payments on this car. They don't pay any gasoline on this car. And they want a free ride. Oh. Yeah, see, we got to do something. And I like it. God said this thing. What is this thing? God called him to come to Moriah. The word Moriah means chosen by Jehovah. Do you know God's got a chosen place for you? It might not be what you like. It might not be the place where you want to meet with God. But he's got a chosen place. And you know what? My chosen place might not be your chosen place. And your chosen place might not be your neighbor's chosen place. God might choose you and choose a sick bed to be your chosen. He might choose you out of work. Oh, man, Pastor, what are you talking about? I'm talking about this. If it's God's chosen point for you, it is a point of turnaround. I don't think you hear me what I'm saying. It's a point of turnaround. Have you ever come to a place and you're going, I don't know why I'm here, I don't know what I'm doing, and all of a sudden there's a turnaround and you're going, oh, thank God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Listen to these words. Everybody listen to these words. And I'm going to preach on this one day, but it said, while traveling through the valley of Baca, the word Baca means weeping. How many knows there's times of weeping? But understand, while traveling through. That means you're coming out. Yeah. Turn and look at your neighbor and say, you're coming out. But what you got to do is don't set up homestead there. Yeah. Amen. Don't say, you got to come out. Somebody say, amen. You got to come out. This might be the place where God chose, where he's going to do a turnaround on me. He's going to turn me around. He's going to do. But what it is, it's got to be our attitude in the place where we are. Somebody say amen. Because the Bible said, he said, I want you to bring your son. I want you to sacrifice him to me. I want you to take that which I promised you, that which you wait upon, that which you waited and you waited and you waited. And I did a divine miracle to give it to you. Now I want you to turn around and bring it and give it to me. Yeah. Can you imagine Abraham going, can I give Ishmael? Oh, God, but what if I could give? God, if there's going to be a spiritual attack, can this time it be on Pastor Mike? Anybody hear me what I'm saying? Whew. Sister Rita, God gave me a revelation today. You see, for like the last 2 weeks, I've been waking up about 3 o'clock in the morning, my heart beating out of my chest. And like a fear coming in. And you know what? God spoke to me. There's a witchcraft spirit that is attacking me. At that point, I turned around and looked at Brother George. I said, I got the revelation. Ask me later. Now I know. Now I know my enemy, and I realize this is an appointed place where God is going to do a shukatara baba hosakara. Oh, somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if 3 o'clock in the morning I wake up this morning, you know what I'm going to say? Devil, I'm glad you came to my appointed place, but get ready. God's doing a turnaround. God is doing a turnaround. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my. I like this. Abraham set off for the journey. He woke up the next morning. Pack up, boys. We're out of here. Where are we going? None of your business. Just come on, we're going. But he knew. Can you imagine the smile he put on his face? Because the worst person to go in and tell, I'm taking my son. I'm going to put him on an altar and sacrifice him to God. So I'll be back, honey. Worst person to tell you're going to sacrifice your child is your wife. You're going to what? Honey, we're going away. Where are you going? Babe, we're coming back. Taking my son. I like this. When they got to Moriah, he turned around and he told those who were with him, stay here with the mules. Me and my son's going on to worship the Lord, and we shall come back. Two things here. Sometimes you need to tell people to stay back with the mules. Sometimes you need to tell people, you know, leave the mules, the stubborns behind. You stay here with the mules, man. You're going to get in my, I don't want to hear your negative talk. I don't want to hear what you've got to say. You've got me and the boy. We're going to go ahead and worship the Lord. And guess what? We are going to come back. Now, he either realized God was going to stop him or God was going to raise him from the dead. Because he was the promise. Oh, I wish I had time. Because he was the promise of God. Regardless, he was the promise. And the promise of God can withstand anything and will always bounce back and will always come back.
Hallelujah.
And as they're traveling up the hill, Isaac turns around and says, I see the fire. I see the wood, the altar. Hey, Dad. Where's the sacrifice? And Abraham says, God has prepared for himself a lamb. Amen. They get on top of the mountain. There's the altar. He puts the wood. Can you imagine Isaac putting the wood on, not realizing this is his altar? Then when Abraham begins to tie him to the altar, what's going on, Dad? God told me to sacrifice you to him. Okay, Dad, I know the God you serve. I know the faith you have in him. Okay, Dad, now here's the key. I'm going to give you a place to shout. This is where your shouting's coming up. While they're traveling up this side of the mountain, heading to the altar, and Isaac's going, where's the sacrifice? And Abraham's going, God is prepared for lamb. On this side of the mountain, he don't know where he's going. He don't know why, but there's a ram climbing up this side. Oh, my God, I wish. While they're going up this side, God is directing a ram up the other side. And when they get there, Abraham's got the knife, and he's getting ready to, and the angel said, stop! I saw your heart. Everybody, it's in the heart. It's in your heart. It's not what you do. It's why you do what you do. That's why Jesus, while he was in the temple, when people were bringing big bucks and putting the offering, Jesus saw a little woman come up, which she just had a couple pennies. And he said, she's given more than all of you. because she's given everything she's got. I see her heart. Turn around and tell your neighbor, it's in your heart. So angel says, stop. And when he turned around, this ram got stuck in bushes. And the ram took the place of the promise. The promise was set free. The ram was laid upon the altar. Now you've got to understand, when you sacrifice a lamb or a ram, when you sacrifice to God, and I don't want to be gross, but this is what Abraham knew he was going to have to do to his son. You cut them open alive. You pull their inwards out while it's alive. He was getting ready to do this to his son because God said, will you trust me? Will you trust me? Amen. And he said, Abraham, because you have not kept this thing from me, blessings, I will bless you. He didn't say, I'm going to give you houses. He didn't say, I'm going to give you Cadillacs. He said, I'm going to give you what you gave to me. You gave me your son. You gave me your seed. Look to the stars. Can you count them? Look to the sand. Can you count them? That's how many children you're going to have. I don't think you heard me what I'm saying. That's how many children you're going to have because you didn't keep this from me. What is your seed? Sparingly you give, sparingly you reap. But he who sows bountifully reaps bountifully. Everybody say, sometimes it's a sacrifice. Do you remember when a man came to Jesus and said, how do I inherit heaven? Jesus said, you've got to do the Ten Commandments. You've got to, I obey them all. I'm a very religious man. I obey them all. And Jesus said, sell everything you got and give it to the poor. And he walked away sadly. He had no idea that he had come to his Moriah, his chosen place with Jehovah. He had no idea that once he said, okay, what he was asked to give, God would multiply. And he walked away sadly. God, I give you my everything. Amen. God, I lay down my everything. See, I want to realize the promise. To realize the promise, I've got to trust God.
Amen.
I want everybody here, don't raise your hand until I tell you raise your hand. You're saved. You have surrendered your soul for eternity to Jesus Christ. You have surrendered your life on this earth to him. Would you lift your hand? You trust him with your eternal soul? You trust him for eternity? Isn't it amazing? We can trust him with that, but with other things, we have trouble trusting him. With the care of our children, with our finances. Oh, anybody say amen.
Amen.
He's saying, will you trust me? And because you trusted me, when I ask you for the hardest, when I ask you for the very promise, you trusted me. Look up. As the stars are, so shall your seed be. He said, blessing, I will bless you. Multiplying, I will multiply you. Here's the key. Everybody listen. He said, at one point he said, Abram, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. Yet he had one son. And God said, for us to get from one son to the multiple nations, give me your son. And because he did not hold, key, when God spoke to Abraham and told him, come to Moriah. Abraham was in Beersheba. And after he left the Mount Moriah, he went back to Beersheba. Beersheba is called Sevenfold Oath. Literally means there's an oath that bears sevenfolded. That this oath is more than just onefold. There are seven aspects of this oath. You see, and I wish I had time to talk to you about the sevenfold oath that is in our life when we surrender to Jesus Christ. He saves us. He heals us. I wish I had time. I don't. But listen to me. You might be at a spot today where you don't understand. But where you are, you're at a spot where an oath is made. And in that spot, God wants to do a turnaround in your life. But he's saying to you, do you trust me? Do you trust me? I want to trust God, who has never failed, who said he was going to do it. Will you trust me? Will you trust me for your relationship? Will you trust me with your children? Will you trust me with your business? Will you trust me with your job? Will you trust